As you are aware, the last day of Pesach is the day on which we hold the Yizkor service. And I have been thinking over the past few days about the reality that sermons about Yizkor fall into a few separate categories, but all of them, to some extent, speak about Yizkor as a means to an end. Yizkor, of course, is memory. Why do we remember? We remember to a purpose. We remember so that our lives will be better. We have all heard that and read that 1,000 times. Remember the people who went before you because you can draw lessons from their lives. We remember for the purposes of the future, so that those who come after us will know what went before. We remember because we can learn the lessons of the past, not only from the good that we want to perpetuate, but from the bad that we want to avoid. But as I was thinking about this, I thought that it was worth remembering Yizkor not to another end, but just for its own sake. I thought about the first person that I ever knew, of whose death I was aware, my grandmother's sister, Bessie. I was a little boy. And I remember crying after she died, although I don't know that I knew why I was crying. And I remember her, and I remember that she had a very special affection for me because I was named for her husband, David. But the truth is, I didn't know her well enough to take any lessons from her life. I was probably 5 or 6 years old when she died. I have a fuzzy picture of what she looked like in my mind, and I remember her funeral, and I remember 1 or 2 sketchy encounters, and that's it. So I want to tell you why I talked about her. Her name was Bessie Copeland. I talked about her so that you would hear her name. Because one day, my brothers and I are going to be the only ones alive who remember her. And even though we can't draw any lessons from her life, and even though we don't know very much about what sort of person she was day to day, there is a value in saying her name, in the very act of memory. For people who lived good lives, who lived bad lives, who lived, as most of us do, mixed lives, there's just a value in saying their names. And so I thought that I would give you the same opportunity that I had this morning, which is to turn to somebody near you, especially if it's someone whom you don't know, and say the name of the person for whom you will be saying Yizkor. Because names have their own music and their own meaning. And just to say the name of somebody who has passed away for no other purpose than that their name will be said and not be forgotten is important. In the Yizkor prayer, strangely enough, there is no space to say the name. You just say, I'm saying Yizkor in memory of, and then you say the person's relationship to you. But all these people had names. And we remember their names. And we don't want those names to stay only inside of us. And so, since my earliest memory was of Bessie, she's the relative that I chose to mention. Because I think it is a good bet that Bessie Copeland's name isn't being said anywhere else in the world. But this morning, somebody other than me heard her name and perhaps is thinking of someone whom they don't know. So instead of a sermon, turn to somebody near you, tell them the name of the person for whom you will be saying Yizkor and their relationship to you, so that someone else will hear their name. Please. And so, this morning, hundreds of names that would not have been spoken, of people who are gone, were spoken and heard. And even if the person to whom you spoke them draws no lesson from their lives, they heard their names. And that is an act of fidelity and an act of memory. You know, there are all these passages in the Bible that just list names. And you wonder, why do they name all the clans and all the tribes and all the names? And I think it may be that, in fact, to say someone's name is to participate in the great collective act of memory and to honor God. Remember that in Hebrew, when you want to say God, and it's not in the context of a holy moment or a prayer, what do you call God? Hashem, the name. It's something that we all share with God. We all have names. We all remember them. And this morning, we know a few more. And so, by knowing each other's names and the names of those we cherish, we come closer to the name, the one who gives us all a purpose and a name.